Morgan's AM, Dow on S&P 500, snap a three-session losing streak, more coronavirus vaccine headlines.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
The Dow and S&P 500 snapped a three-session losing streak, with US equity markets buoyed by better-than-expected September retail sales figures and some further clarity around the timeline for developing a coronavirus vaccine. The Dow was up 112 points, or 0.4%. Boeing Co. rose 1.9% after the European Union's aviation regulator said the 737 MAX jet is safe to fly again in Europe by the end of 2020. The broader S&P 500 eked out a 0.01% rise, with utilities and healthcare leading 7 of the 11 primary sectors higher. Energy, with a 2.3% decline, was the clear underperformer. The Nasdaq fell 0.4%, with big tech selling off in the closing hour of trading. Amazon fell 1.9%, falling sharply into the close as Citigroup raised concerns about the sales from the company's two-day Prime Day e-commerce sales event. In broader stock moves, Hertz Global Holdings Inc. soared over 140% after the bankrupt rental car company said it secured a US $1.65 billion in debtor-in-possession financing. For the week, the Dow inched 0.1% higher, the S&P 500 added 0.2%, and the Nasdaq outperformed with a 0.8% rise. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has called on the Trump administration to reconcile remaining disputes on coronavirus stimulus legislation within 48 hours, as lawmakers attempt to pass a bill before the 3rd of November election. Ms. Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin spoke on Saturday night for more than an hour, and they have agreed to speak again on Monday. Pfizer rose 3.8% after the company said it could file for US authorization of the COVID-19 vaccine it is developing with German partner BioNTech as early as November. Elsewhere, England's Deputy Chief Medical Officer last week told members of Parliament that the vaccine being developed at Oxford University with pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca could be available to high priority groups in time for the new year, according to a Times of London newspaper report. And a study coordinated by the World Health Organization has indicated that remdesivir, along with three other potential drug treatments for the coronavirus, has little or no effect on death rates among hospitalized patients. In US corporate earnings, railroad operator Kansas City Southern shed 2.7% after posting third quarter revenue that undershot consensus analyst forecasts. However, the company's adjusted earnings per share exceeded analysts' forecasts, while the company also raised its full year guidance. 49 S&P 500 companies posted their latest quarterly results last week, and of those companies, 86% reported better than expected earnings, according to data from the Earnings Scout. 80 S&P 500 companies are slated to report quarterly results this week, including IBM tonight, Netflix on Tuesday night, Abbott Laboratories, CSX Corp, Tesla, Verizon Communications and Winnebago Industries on Wednesday night, American Airlines, AT&T, Coca-Cola, Intel and Union Pacific on Thursday night, and American Express on Friday night. In US economic data, retail sales accelerated in September, rising a more than expected 1.9% versus economists' forecasts for a 0.7% gain. European bourses ended the week on a positive note, with automotive and parts leading the benchmark pan-European Stock 600 index 1.3% higher. Telecoms and real estate were the only two primary sectors to close lower. Germany's DAX gained 1.6%, with Daimler rising 5.5% after the luxury carmaker posted forecast-beating third-quarter results. France's CAC rose just over 2%. London's FTSE 100 gained 1.5%. Rolls-Royce surged 13.7% following the news that Europe's aviation regulator said the Boeing 737 MAX 7 jet is safe to return to the skies at the end of the year. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said last Friday it was time to prepare for a no-deal Brexit unless the European Union fundamentally changed course in trade talks. However, Minister for the Cabinet Michael Gove said on Sunday the door is still ajar for the post-Brexit talks to continue with the EU if officials in the bloc change their position on key points. Moody's Investor Services downgraded the UK's debt to AA3 from AA2, saying economic growth has been meaningfully weaker than expected and is likely to remain so in the future. The base metals complex was mixed. Copper lost 0.7% to be trading just over $3.05 a pound. Nickel gained 1.8%. Glencore Chief Executive Officer Ivan Glasenberg said on Friday that the company is talking with car makers and battery makers about nickel, a key component in electric vehicle batteries. He said, "A lot of the automobile guys and the battery guys are talking to us about nickel," when addressing the Financial Times Mining Summit. Elsewhere, aluminium rose 0.7%, while zinc lost 0.4%. Benchmark spot iron ore added 38 cents to $119.08 a metric tonne, but still settled with a 5.3% decline for the week. Gold futures edged $2.50 higher to $1,906.40 an ounce, pairing its weekly decline to approximately 1%. Oil prices closed out the week with modest losses. WTI dipped 8 cents to $40.88 a barrel. Brent lost 23 cents to $42.93 a barrel. The Joint Organisation of Petroleum Exporting Countries and non-OPEC Ministerial Monitoring Committee, which monitors compliance with production cuts, is scheduled to meet tonight. US 10-year Treasury yields rose 1.3 basis points to 0.744%, trimming the weekly decline in yield to 3.2 basis points. The Australian dollar is weaker, buying around 70.8 US cents. China's third quarter gross domestic product figures headline the regional economic calendar today and are forecast to record a 5.5% expansion from a year earlier, recovering all of the lost ground from the historic contraction in the first 3 months.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.